Okay, let's begin. Eile Hadvarim. This week we begin a new Chumash. A new Chumash, Eile Hadvarim. Chazal tell us that Eile Hadvarim, Chumash Devarim, is the Torah for Galus. In Chumash Devarim, there are certain mitzvahs that did not appear in the other four Chumashim. For example, divorce. For example, Yibam. And even the mitzvahs that do appear are rewritten with certain nuances. And Chazal say the reason why these mitzvahs have to appear in Chumash Devarim is because Chumash Devarim is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving to Klal Yisrael. He's reviewing the Torah from a different perspective, how to prepare for Golus. It's not a coincidence that Chumash Devarim is old, Parashas Devarim is always Shabbos Chazoin before Tisha B'Av. The whole Chumash is Moshe Rabbeinu's recognition that he's not going to be able to go with Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Due to the chait of the Mei HaMeriva, Hashem has told him that you have to stop here. Klal Yisrael will go on their own, and if they're not going to have the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's inevitable they're going to sin, the Mikdash will be destroyed, they're going to be exiled, and it's going to be a very, very difficult existence until Mashiach comes. And you have to be able to survive in Golus, you have to be able to study the Torah from a different perspective. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu here is doing Chumash Devarim. He's teaching about the concept of divorce. There's no such thing as divorce for Suchamashim. There's no such thing as the idea of Yibam. What is Yibam? A tragedy. A person dies without children. It's a terrible tragedy. So someone has to come and rebuild, and so on and so forth. All the various mitzvahs. This is the focus, the emphasis on Chumash Devarim. And in fact, I saw it from the Shemin HaToiv. Shemin HaToiv is written by Rabbi Weinberger, who was to be the Rav of the Young Israel of Crown of Williamsburg, and he says Brooklyn. And he says, I think the name of the Sfasemis is that he develops this idea that the first four Chumashim correspond to the Tefillin Shel, the Tefillin Shel Roish. No, he actually says it the other way around. It's a little bit of a drush. It refers to the Tefillin Shel Yad, and Chumash Devarim is the Tefillin Shel Roish. Now you would really assume it's the other way around, because in Chumash the first four Tefillin Shel Roish, the parashas are broken up into different parts, and in Chumash Devarim it's a conglomerate of everything together, which is what you do in the Tefillin Shel Yad. We have all the parashas in one piece of cloth. But he seems to say just the opposite. And why does he say just the opposite? What's the difference between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish? The most significant difference: Tefillin Shel Yad is v'hoya l'cholois. It is a sign for you. It's private. There is no halacha that you have to expose your tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel yad can be covered by your jacket, by your talis. But the tefillin shel rosh have to be exposed. Chumash Devarim, as Chazal tell us, is the chumash of Golus, teaching us how to live in Golus. In Golus, we are exposed to the umos ha'olam. They are watching. And when they're watching, we have to be very careful. We have to make a kiddush Hashem. V'rohu kol ami ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yadu mimeka. Moshe Rabbeinu here is taking the first four chumashim, which was private, which was v'haya l'chalois. Let's now review all of the halachos Mishneh Torah from a perspective of v'haya l'acherim lois. V'rohu kol ami ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha. That is a lesson to learn from Chumash Devarim. Now, the Chumash begins with the word Eile HaDevarim. These are the words Asher Dibe Moshe El Kol Yisrael. The Medrash says the word Devarim is related to the word Devora. What is a Devora? A bee. What is the connection between the words? These are words of Musar. What is the connection of the Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu? How does it relate to a bee? So the answer is a bee. We have to take a bee stings. But a bee, from all of the creatures of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's creation, they have a great sense of mission. Every bee they have a job. Some collect the pollen, some serve the queen, some stand guard. If you go online and you study the nature of bees, they're extremely organized. There's a division of labor, and they all stick together. They're all ba'achdos. They all work together, and they all give enormous kavod to the queen bee. They say that a bee wouldn't dare step in front of the queen bee. It's not their cheretz. An incredible limud musar to learn from the bee. Moshe Rabbein, and what else does a bee? A bee has the koyach to sting, to kill. But the bee also, when it stings, it dies. And this is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu here is giving the message. The message over here is, in order to give Musar, in order for a person to say, Eile hadvodim asher diber Moshe kol Yisrael b'eva hayarden, and as Rashi goes on to say that every single word, there are seven different words of Musar in this pasuk. There is Bamidbar, Arava, Molsuf, Paran, Toifel, Lavan, Chatzeros, Tizav. Each one of these was a drush in and of itself. Each word of Musar was given by Moshe. Before you give Musar, you have to be disciplined. You have to be like a bee. A bee is a creature that has a sense of mission, has respect, has order, is part of a group, part of a swarm. It represents perfection. Before you can go and sting, you can sting your fellow man by giving him words of musar, be like a bee. Take the musar. Kishoit atzmicha, the achar kach kishoit acher. First beautify yourself and then beautify others. Likewise, a bee when it stings, it's the ultimate sacrifice. It dies. Chazal said that Moshe and Yaakov did not give musar to Klal Yisrael until they were about to die. They realized that if they're going to give musar earlier in their lives, then it's not going to work out well. Likewise, Moshe waited to the very end to give the harshest musar before he left this world. And likewise, because just like a bee, when it gives the sting, that's when the bee, it departs, it gives up its life. So there's a lot of lessons to learn with the word devorah, comparing a leader who gives musar to a devorah. Okay, there's another idea I came across, that we have here seven words of musar. The words of musar are Midbar, Arava, Molsup, and Parmei Tov, Olav, Chaser, Zizav. You study the Rashi and what it represents, the really Machlokes Rishonim, what each one of these things represents. But one thing is, with certain according to all opinions, it's not in chronological order. Just look at the word Dizahav. Everyone agrees Dizahav is the eagle. And that was the first. And then you go study, I don't even know the details, but you study Rashi and Rishonim, you'll see that they're not in chronological order, what each one, what happened with the Benos Midyan. All various events, it's not in order. There is a lack of Seder. And that itself is a limud of Musar. The difference between Klal Yisrael and Golus and Klal Yisrael at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. When we sit at the city, there's so many ideas on the Tisha B'Av that connect, that contrast Bitzesi Mitzrayim to Bitzesi Mirushalayim. And one of the most important, one idea is in the Mitzrayim, the Seder, when we relive the Exodus, we do it within a framework of Seder. We sit down to the Pesach Seder order. First is Kaddish, then is Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rochza, Matz, Motzi Matzah. There is order. In Golos, part of the Churban of Golos is we're discombobulated. We're lost. We're confused. There is a lack of Seder. When Moshe complains that you all came to me and you said, where is the pasuk? The pasuk over here, somewhere in the beginning. Okay, where is it? Okay, but the Chazal tell us that when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they came out of order. The Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu, part of the Musar is not just the fact that they have done Averos, is the fact that they are not in order. They don't have their priorities in order. That itself is an expression of Musar. This week's parsha is also Parshas Chazoin. Okay, Chazoin Yeshayahu ben Amos, the vision of Yeshayahu ben Amos. There's a medrash in the name of Rabbi Berechia. Berechia takes note that a person sees from the pupil of the eye. The eye has many components. There's the white part and there's the black part. Where does sight? Scientists tell us the sight is found in the black, in the darkness. It's not a coincidence that this time of the year is the darkest time of the year. The time when we reflect upon the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And it's at this time when we begin the Haftarah, the word of the Navi, Chazoin Yeshayahu Ben Amos. We should not make a mistake and think that because it's a time of galus, we don't have a vision, we don't have a forecast, a way to look forward. It's precisely in times of galus and darkness and difficulty where Hashem grants us the siyata d'shmaya to see the best. Just look at a human being. From the darkness, the pupil is where a person is given sight. Moshe Rabbeinu complains, Eicha esol levadi. Moshe complains with the word Eicha. How could I carry Torchachem, Umasachem, Berivchem, your quarrels, your burdens, your troubles? And he goes on to say, Havu lechem anoshim chachamim unevoinim. I bring forth men who are chachamim, unevoinim, viduim, leshifteichem. And when Klal Yisrael responded, they brought forth candidates, but Moshe was only able to find Vo'ekach es roshei shiftechem anoshim chachomim viduim. Rashi comments, what happened to the Nevonim? Moshe put up a job description of three qualifications, three characteristics: chachomim, Nevonim, viduim. And Rashi says that's right. There were no candidates. He could not find Tezvav. Rashi Tezvav. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I could not find. Moshe was unable to find the Nevonim. That is why Moshe began with the word Eicha. This is how the Mefarshim explain, why does it begin Eicha? What's Moshe coming to lament? What's the mourning? Eicha is going on the next pasuk. That in Golos, Moshe Rabbeinu over here is preparing Klal Yisrael for Golos. He's the cross over the Yarden. They're going to go without a leader. They're going to be alone. And there's going to be Golos. The Churban of Golos is we lack Nevonim. What is Nevonim? To be Nevin Dovar Mitoch Dovar. When there's no Yishuv Hadas, in order to be Mevin Dovar, Mitoch Dovar, to look at something and to understand the lessons, to learn the lessons from an event that happens in this world, you need Yishuv Hadas. Golos takes away from us the Yishuv Hadas. And without Yishuv Hadas, it is impossible to achieve a Madrega of Novoin, Mimevin Dovar, Mitoch Dovar. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the very beginning, he says, Eicha. Eicha is the Tsar of Golos. Okay, we have also a Remes for this, for Kinas, for Tisha B'Av, where Moshe Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu diber eleinu b'chorev leim. Hashem spoke to us in what is chorev? Chorev is churban. Hashem spoke to us during the days of churban leim, are saying as follows: Rav lochem sheves b'horazeh. What is the first word of kinos Tisha B'Av morning? The first word we start kinos after we finish leining, we start kinavav. Right, they scream out. I remember in yeshiva, it was the same chazan. It was very dramatic. Shavas! He would scream out the word Shavas. Shavas is the same letters as Sheves. So we can homiletically interpret the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, Hashem Elokeinu Dibar Eleinu has spoken to us b'chorev during the Zman of Golus. Rav Lochem Shavas! Enough of the kinos! When will the time come already when you will lift yourself out of this matzav of galus where you don't have to say kinos anymore? Rav lochem sheves b'horazeh. This is a remez for Tisha B'Av coming our way, coming this Sunday. Okay, this year there is a bit of a silver lining in that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Because Chazal tell us that in the Midbar, we know that every year there's a Tosis and there's a Chavis Yoyer, which the Chavis Yoyer elaborates as a mathematical calculation, which is a little bit too complex in my little head, where he says that he proves that in the years, there were approximately 9 years in the 40 years in the Midbar when Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. And we know that when Tisha B'Av, that every year Tisha B'Av, Klal Yisrael dug for themselves graves, because 600,000 people, all of them had to die during those 40 years, and they were approximately, what, 22,000, this is a calculation. Now, that, now for the 40 years, first of all, the last year, Hashem was Meichel. And the first year, they also did not die. So we're down to 30 livings, and there's another year, I think maybe the first 2 years, I don't know exactly, whatever the calculation was, and then there were didn't start until 2 years, I don't know, whatever the calculation was, but then also there were 9 years during those 38, 37 years, when Tishra fell on Shabbos. It's mashma from the Tosfos, based upon the calculation of the Chavos Tzior, that in those years, no one died on Tisha B'Av. It was a bonus. It was a bonus, since you're not allowed to dig a grave on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to dig on Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, no one died. So this year, Shabbos, Tisha B'Av is chal on Shabbos. Shabbos simulizik. Shabbos is megan, and just as in the Midbar there was no tragedy, so we have to be mitzapeh that there, that the zechus of Shabbos will protect us from any. What?
Hashem didn't make it up the year after. Right?
Okay, but at least the break is also worth something.
Yeah.
At least, get a year's stay is also worth quite a bit. Okay. Chazal tell us that Bizman Shabbos Hamigdash Hayekayam and the Yisrael Oysim Mitzoyna Shal Mokayim. When Klal Yisrael will oile loregel Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, they would, number one, they would show them the lechem aponim, that the lechem aponim, the steam would remain on the lechem aponim for a week, even though the bread was 8 days old, the bread still was steaming hot. And they would also, this is a very fascinating idea, Sefer Shechazal, everyone got a peek inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You stood outside in the Azara, in the Ezras Nashim, they opened up the Shar Nikanar, the binoculars, right? And they opened up the door to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you can look straight through. You can look straight through, maybe you have to stand up because the steps go up a little bit, but you were able, it says in the Chazal, you were able to see and stand. There were times when they opened up the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Azara, and standing in the Azara, you were able to look all the way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to see the Keruvim Me'uravim Zebozeh. The Keruvim were looking at each other to show the Chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, the Shechina is coming and looking and protecting Klal Yisrael. But Bizman, She'ein, Yisrael, 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 Makkah, and they would keep the door shut because it was not a good sign. The Kuvim were now looking at one another. Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. It is a festival. In one respect, it is a greater festival. I mean, it's hard to say such a thing, but this is what comes out than even the Shalosh Regalim. Because during the Shalosh Regalim, you had to stand outside to see the Kuvim Muravim Zebazeh. On Tisha B'Av, the Goyim, now we're not going to look who's carrying the Kuvim. The Kuvim were taken out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and were paraded in the street in front of everyone to see. Now the Goyim, when they did this in order to defile the Kuvim. Okay, we know that. Right. To defile the Kuvim. And
to humiliate
Klal Yisrael. They were doing it for their Kavanah. They were doing it for their Kavanah to defile and to humiliate Klal Yisrael. But from our perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us enormous chiba. First of all, it was a miracle that the Kuvim, even though it was the Chorban, we would expect everyone that the Kuvim would not be looking, but at this moment in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying the Mikdash, it was a Chorban with the Rachamim in order for the greater good, for Klal Yisrael to survive. But it wasn't that just that the Kuvim were looking at each other and you had to stand outside and see, look inside. The Kuvim, the chiba was even greater, that it was brought towards you. The Kuvim was brought towards it's Klal Yisrael. It was even a greater degree of intensity. Kora Olai Moed. It is a festival. It's a matter of perspective to recognize that in Tisha B'Av, the day of Tisha B'Av, is Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim comes out to the world, comes out for us to see the Chiba, to give us Chizuk, strength for the yearning of Mashiach. Okay, let's go to another idea. I saw this idea in the Sefer Eile Hadavarim. It's a beautiful idea. It was a famous medrash. We know that there were three people that said Eicha. In this week's parasha, we read Eicha Moshe Rabbeinu. Eicha Esol Levadi Torchachem Ma'asachem V'rivchem. This pasuk is laid in this universal. It's laid in the nigun of Eicha. Even by Hasidim, is that correct? Even by Hasidim, you know, Hasidim is very makbid not to sing Kabbalah Shabbos and Elit Tzion.
Right.
That's one of the big differences between the Litvaks and the Hasidim. The Litvaks, they sing Elit Tzion, Kabbalah Shabbos. They do it. The Yakkas also. Only what? They do it. All the little Litvaks do it. No, okay. A lot of they do it. Hasidim, they don't sing all together. The Litvaks, they don't even know how to sing. They don't know how to sing all together. Hasidim are very makbid. You do this. Yeah. Don't. The Hasidim b'derech kol are very makbid not to be mezalzel. Ki huzen kedusha Shabbos. Not to mix. Not to mix. Okay, but what is interesting is even Hasidim, as far as I know, this is B'li Yotzei Min HaKlal, everyone has the minute when they lain from the Torah. It's a big chiddush to lain Eicha Solavadi B'divin Eicha. That's even a bigger chiddush. Elit Zion to go sing the Kabbalah Shabbos. I mean, but Kriyas HaTorah, Sefer Torah, it's a chiddush. Okay, so it goes to show how far it goes this minute. But so Moshe Rabbeinu, he said Eicha, and then we laid it a second time, Haftorah. In the Haftarah, we lay in from the words of Yeshaya. What does Yeshaya say? Eicha hoysa l'zayna kirya ne'amana. How could it be that a kirya ne'amana, a faithful city, has turned into a zayna? And then when it comes Mitzvah Shabbos this year, we're going to lay in from Yirmiyah, Eicha yoshva bodod ho'ir abosiyah. So Chazal will take note that there were three of the Ishiyah Tanakh. They referred to Klal Yisrael with the word Eicha. So what is the meaning? What is the significance of these three coming together referring to the word of Eicha? So, in the Sefer Eile HaDvarim, written by Rav Schlesinger, one of the Schlesinger, a lot of Schlesinger Rabbanim out there, a lot of big family of Schlesingers, Groysik Talmidei Chachamim, one of the Schlesingers who wrote the Sefer Eile HaDvarim, he writes, there are three types of Golos. I think he said, three types of Golos. There's a Golos, when we're in Golos from the Goyim, when the Goyim bring upon us Golos. And then there's a Golos where we're in Golos from each other. Among Klal Yisrael, when there's Machlekes, there's Sinas Chinam. When this group is in Golos from this group, and this group from their breakoffs, and we fight among each other, we're in Golos from one another. And then there's a Golos from yourself. You're just tzarachin. You're just not in the mood. You're not with the program. You're not reaching your full potential. There are three types of goals. Goals in Umas HaOlam, goals in Klal Yisrael, and goals in yourself. That's the remez of the three Eichas. Moshe Rabbeinu is focusing on the goals of Klal Yisrael and Kineged the Umas HaOlam. Moshe Rabbeinu, when was the first time he saw the tzaris of Klal Yisrael? The Ish Mitzri he saw by Yisrael and Ish Mitzri is Maki Ish Ivri Me'echav. And what did he do? Vayifin Koi V'Koi Vayar Kinish. He said the Shem Hashem and he took the life of the Mitzri. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is reflecting on Klal Yisrael. He's reflecting now Eicha Esol Levadi Torchachem Umasachem V'Rivchem. All of your quarrels. Moshe Rabbeinu, again, as we mentioned this theme, he's focusing on Golos. The Chumash Devarim is the opening Chumash for the Torah of Golos. We're going to go into Golos. We have quarrels with the Umos Olam. We have Tzoros from the Umos Olam, with Bavel, with Edom, Yavon, Modai, Tarchachem, Masachem, Berivchem. It can be interpreted in this fashion of this Eicha. The second one to say Eicha was Yeshaya. Yeshaya focused on the Zoyna, on the fact that we are kirya ne'emana. Ne'emana means we're faithful among each other. And we're not faithful among each other, we splinter. We become a zoyna, husband and wife, they're both Jewish. Husband and wife, or a zoyna, doesn't mean that she's mezana with goyim. It can be interpreted to mean that we're just splintering, we're just separating among each other. This is the focus of Yeshaya. Yeshaya saw us in this fashion. And Yirmiyah talks about Yoshua Bodod, you're all alone. No one's fighting with you. You're not fighting with Umas Olam. You're not fighting with your neighbors. You're all alone. Bada, the emphasis is that you yourself don't realize your potential, your koyach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with you to bring forth the most you can in Avodas Hashem. The three types of goals, the three challenges, these are the three echos. Okay, let's go to another interesting idea from the Chozem Milublin. The Chozem Milublin says, I saw this in Rabbi Shur Sefer, HaLekach VaHalivuf. He writes, and the Chozem Milublin says, why do we have to have three Shabbosos of Puranus in the Bein HaMitzarim? Where is the third Shabbos? Pinchas Matas Masei Devarim. So the Chozem Milublin says it corresponds to the three Moadim that we will mevatel: the Moed of Pesach, the Moed of Shavuos, and the Moed of Sukkos. We need each a Moed is called a Shabbos. The pasuk says, "Beferish Pesukim." Say, I don't know the Pesukim on the tip of my tongue, but the Pesukim could Beferish call a Moed. Yashavas Mimalach. It's a Shabbos. So when we there are three main, HaKadosh Baruch gave us a Sholosh Shugolim to elevate us. We have failed to appreciate the Moadim, so we have a minor zman to reflect upon the Moadim. First Shabbos is Pesach. The second last week was corresponded to Shavuos, and this week is Sukkos. And he says something very interesting about Shavuos. He says, in a year, could be the Chozem Milublin says, I'm not sure if he's the Chozem Milublin says this, in a year like this year when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, so we are reflecting on Sukkos on Shabbos itself. What is the most intense time of Shabbos? The most intense time of the day of the Shabbos Kodesh is Rava de Rava. As Shabbos progresses, we go on one madrega to the next madrega. Friday night is Ato Kidashta, Shabbos morning is Yismach Moshe, and Shabbos Minchos Ato Echad Veshimcha Echad. As we go through Shabbos, we go higher and higher to higher madrega. As we go through Sukkos, we go from Simcha to the end of Sukkos, takes us to the highest level of Simcha, to Shmini Atzeres, Vihoyisa Ach Sameach. It's separate and it's not separate. They're only Sholosh Pamim Bashana Yeiro called Zuchorcha. What? Well, there are, but it's separate and it's not separate. But if you say Chag HaSukkos, on Shmini Atzeres, you also Yoitza. Rav Moshe, Art School Machzer, yeah, the stickers. Yoitza, Bidiyev, Yoitza. Enochanami, it's a regal Bifnei Atzah Yakne for Yakne Bahaz. But it's in the Chanami, I am Panim L'Torah. So what is the Gemara of Sukkos? Simcha. V'yisa ach sameach. So it comes out that we're going to be sitting by the Sudas HaMafsekes this year on Tisha B'Av. We're holding at the moment of V'yisa ach sameach. We're holding at the time of pure Simcha. Because according to the Chozem Milublin, each of the Shabbosos corresponds to a different moed. Pesach, Shavuos, this week is Sukkos. Sukkos, you get to the end of Sukkos, you come to Shmini Atzeres. V'yisach Sameach. This year Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. It's the Bo Bayom, Mamish, Shabbos. And when is the most severe part of that? When was the Migdash set on fire? It was set on fire in the afternoon. And that's the time when we are now up to the Zman of Vihoyisa Ach Sameach. So on the one hand, there's a very powerful Musar, because the Toichach and Chumash Tavarim in Kisavoy says, Tachas, this is one of the most frightening psukim in the whole Torah, Asher lo yavadita es Hashem Elokecha, Bissimcha uvitov leivav meiroiv kol. When you're sitting by Yisud HaMafsekes, you're allowed to eat Afilu Kisud Shleima B'Shaita. Shleima B'Shaita Meroiv Kol. What?
Up to Shkia.
Not a moment after Shkia. Up to Shkia. B'Simcha U'V'Tov Leivov Meroiv Kol. Afilu Kisud Shleima B'Shaita. The Avoida of that Yisud HaMafsekes, it's Shabbos, it's Rava D'Rava, it's Shmini Atzeres. Is V'yisa Ach Sameach at the moment when the Migdash is being set on fire? What? How could you do such a thing? That is the mystery. The mystery of Tisha B'Av. That is the nitzchias of clouds, so the ability to be gilu bira adar, the trepidation of the churban beis hamikdash, what it means for Klal Yisrael, but at the same time to be v'hayisa ach sameach b'simcha uv'tov leivav meroiv kol. That's the avoda. That is the challenge of to mourn b'simcha. How can you mourn b'simcha? You have to mourn for the days hamiglish b'simcha. It's an oxymoron, such a concept, a paradox, oxymoron. But that is what the Chozer Milublin with the Beyer of Rav Avraham Shur, how he explains what the avoda of this Shabbos is at the time of Rava de Rava, at the time of Shalosh Seudos. Okay, let's just finish up one more thing, a little bit more. We're almost done. Okay, let's just go to a few short things. This I find to be very, very fascinating. At the end of the parasha, we have at the very end of the parasha, in the middle of the mafti, we're going to learn this twice. Maybe that's talking the answer to the question. This mafti is this Yehoshua Tzivesi. This is the only time in Chamishli Chum Sheitar where Yehoshua is spelled with an extra vav. So if anyone here is a rav, you get chazoin, right? You're supposed to give chazoin to the rav. It says in the Ramah. I think it's the only Aftara, if I'm not mistaken, even Shabbos Shuvah, you don't have to give to the Rav, if I'm not mistaken. I think only Shabbos Chazoin, maybe Shabbos Shuvah, he's supposed to give Shabbos Chazoin to the Rav. That's what it says. So you get Maftir. So the Rav gets Maftir, what? Maftir Yoini, yeah?
No,
but for Koyah. There's a Sataneya. Okay, there's Yoshua. So you look in the Sefer Torah, it looks funny, it really does look funny. It looks funny because there's an extra Vav. My high, what's the Vav doing here? All of a sudden, Yeshua, what's the Vav doing here? So I saw in a Sefer, I don't remember where I saw this, something very fascinating. He says, how many times is Yeshua written in the Torah? How many times? Mathematicians? Computer?
38.
No?
No, I think it was
30. 30, close, 30. 30.
It says the five times
different, like Yaakov, with the Vav, right? But that's spelling. How many times does it say his name? It's his name appears in Shamos. Seven times. It doesn't appear in Bereshit. Sorry, he wasn't born yet. And it doesn't appear, surprisingly, it doesn't appear in Vayikra, not even once. Not even once. It appears in Bamidbar 10 times. It appears in Bamidbar 13 times. 13 times. And appears in Chumash Devarim 10 times. For a grand total of 30. 30 times. Why? And so the reason why is... What? 38 Yaakov. So he appears 30 times in Tanakh Yehoshua. So the problem is, Hashem, when he wrote the Torah, Hashem wanted that he really should appear 31 times. Why do we want Yehoshua to appear 31 times? Because Yehoshua is destined to conquer Eretz Yisrael. He is the one that, on his record, on his watch, will conquer and divide Eretz Yisrael that was occupied by 31 kings. Why 30? We want to discuss why. What's the significance of the number 31? Because 31 is the Mispar Katan of Yesh. Lahanchil lo'oy havai Yesh. Hashem wants to be quit to his beloved Yesh. Yesh is substance. Yesh is Yud Shin. Shin is 300. Yud is 10. 310. Drop the zero. 31. Okay, in the Chazal, you can drop zeros, that's not never a problem. It's never a problem to drop a zero. Ephes. Lahanchil, lo'oy havaya kushbroch, os lahanch lo'oy vayesh. Eretz Yisrael. This is we're talking over here, Eretz Yisrael. We're dealing over here right before Tisha B'Av. Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate yesh. Yesh means real. It's the real deal. It's substance. It's the real matter. We always like to say, Yesh is Rosh Tevas, Yiras Shomayim. Yesh is Rosh Tevas, Yoivel, and Shemitah. There's other things that Yesh refers to, but Yesh is the real deal. Eretz Yisrael has 31 kings, because Eretz Yisrael is the real Yesh. Olam Haba is an expansion. Olam Haba, there are 310 worlds. So here it's only 30, 31. Yehoshua, that's his mission. His mission is to succeed. But Yehoshua's own name only appears 30 times. We need, Yehoshua has to be able to be mamlech, to become the melech. He was really the melech. He there were 31 kings, there was 31, whatever this, that's the yesh of Eretz Yisrael. He has to be Moshe. He has to conquer, knock out the 31 kings and take over. You need 31 Yehoshuas. You have to clone Yehoshua. You have to be 31 Yehoshuas to conquer the 31 kings. Where's the 31st Yehoshua? There is none. The Nela, what we did was, we added a Vav. When you add a Vav, that's equivalent to some degree of doubling, of giving him a little bit more, giving him one more. But the question still stands. The question still stands. You want to add another letter? Mole. It's still not another Yehoshua. In a doimer, on the 31st time it says Yehoshua to Yehoshua to getting a Vav. So what's the answer? The answer is...
What?
Oh, very good. So you laid them after. Very good. Okay, yeah. So you laid them after. So you still laid them twice. In Ochanan, that's what I was thinking when it started. Very good. Or, but the answer is a much deeper answer. I think the Bar Ditchava, my father, the Chanel of the Holies, used to say this. The Bar Ditchava Rebbe says, the Eivishta, Firzach, the Welt, Ruba de Ruba. Ruba de Ruba. Don't say Hashem is in control. No. Ruba de Ruba. He gives you a little mashu opportunity to also to do something. Not everything is bashert. You also, a human being, Hashem gives you a koyach epis to do something. If Hashem would have written in the Torah Yehoshua 31 times, the Eish Lefirzach the Welt, Ganzen. No, we don't want Hashem to be in control 100%. Hashem wants to give us an opportunity. There are going to be 30 Yehoshuas to conquer the Yesh, the real deal, the real Eretz Yisrael. But you also got to do your Hishtadlos. There has to be at least one Yosh. I'll help you. I'll give you an extra Vav. I'll be Mechazek you to get you going. But a little bit, Epis, you have to do something. And that's really what this Pasuk here said. Look what the Pasuk. V'yes Yehoshua Tzivesi. Here Hashem is being Mechazek Yehoshua. Ruba de Ruba, it's all Bashert. Ruba de Ruba, you'll have Eretz Yisrael. Epis, a little bit, you have to be Mechazek yourself. This is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, come to Shul. Epis, say the kinnis, a little kavan. Do a little bit. Do your part. I was Mechazek, Be'esa Hilemar, Be'enecho, Horo'ois, Eis, Kol Asher, Asu Hashem, Elokechem, L'Shnei HaMolochim, O'ele, Kein Yasa Hashem, L'chol Hamam, L'chois, Asher, Ato, Oiver, Shoma. Hashem's going to help you. Loi tiro'um ki Hashem elokeichem hu hanilcham lochem. It's mamish the message. The message is do your part. You're going to be the 31st Yehoshua. All on your own. I'll help you. I'll give you a little love. But that's the message for us as well. There couldn't be a better taste to leave with the parsha. That's the maftir. Right before we conclude Devarim, that we go into Tisha B'Av. What's the message? You be the 31st to come and chaperein the last yesh. Okay, two more very short things and we're done. I think we'll see, and I'm no guarantee, but we're coming down. Parashas is one beautiful idea I saw from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Very short, simple idea. Yaakov Kamenetsky was a Baki Mufluk in Diktuk. In Diktuk, and all things related to Diktuk, and he says, Havu lechem anoshim chachomim. So Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the word anoshim is not the correct plural for the word ish. The word it should be ishim. Havu lechem an ishim chachomim unevayim. What is the anoshim? So Yaakov Kamenetsky's message is when people come together, it's not just you multiply 1 by 10. 10 good Jews come together. It's not just 10 times 1. It's a different sug. It's a different world. When a group of people come together to accomplish something, the sum is infinitely greater than the parts. It's not that one ish turns in a group of ish, of many, multiple ishim, become ishim. In a group of take the word ish and multiply it multiple times, you're a new category. It's a new word.
Gestalt.
What?
Gestalt.
Gestalt.
Which means
the sum is greater than the parts.
Yeah. The whole is greater than
the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. It's anoshim. It's a new word, a whole new concept. Okay. Now, on one var thing, maybe this will be, I want to leave you off with this. Let me just make sure this is the last thing. I think it's the last thing that I wrote down. Okay, there's two more things. Let me do short things. I'm not going to give the two things. I think there's two more things I want to tell you. One is a very important vart from the Ramban. There's a very beautiful briskerov in this parsha. It's a fascinating briskerov. He begins, he takes note that there's a lot of repetition. The words that Diber Moshe, Moshe spoke. And then if you jump down to Pasuk Hey, what's going on? we already said Ela Hadvar Masher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael Beiva Hayardim V'chulu V'chulu. So just keep on going. Just skip Pasuk and say Hashem Elokim Diber Lemechor Lema. Why do we have Nachamol? Why do we have Beir Beiva Hayardim Beiritz Beiv Hoyel Moshe? What does the word Hoyel mean? By the way, it means Rashi says Hitzchil, he began. So the Brisker Rav is a very famous Brisker Rav. He studies the Brisker Rav and he says Tzvei Dinim, like classic Brisk Torah. That Tzvei Dinim in Moshe Rabbeinu. There's Moshe Rabbeinu midin Novi, and there's Moshe Rabbeinu midin Rebbe, the Rabban Shel Yisrael. Moshe had two distinct roles. First, Ela Hadvarim, Dvarim Koshim Kegidin. He was a Novi. A Novi gives Musar. A Navi tells you the future. A Navi gives you Hadracha. Eila Hadam Asher Diber Moshe. And he goes on to give Musa the seven different pieces of Musa. Eva Hayadin, the Midbar Arava, the most of Paran, V'chulu V'chulu. And then we begin to learn about Moshe the Rebbe, the Rabban Shel Yisrael. The Eva Hayachare HaKoisai Eisich and Melcha Amor V'chulu V'chulu. Eva Hayadin Yeretzmaiv Hoyel Moshe Deir Es HaTorah Hazoy Slemar Moshe Midin Rebbe. If you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, which one of the two hats do you like better? You like the hat of the Navi, or do you like the hat of the Rebbe? What do you like better? Which one is blacker? Which one do you polish? Which one do you clean for Shabbos? The Rebbe hat or the Navi hat? The Ramban says that he disagrees with Rashi. Rashi ties the word hoyel mean he hiskel. Look at Rashi. He began. The Ramban quotes a pasuk in Shoftim where the word hoyel means to want. Rotzayim. The Eva Hayadin be Eretz Moyov Hoyel Moshe. Moshe had the taiva, had the cheshek. He now was excited. Ah! Now it's time for Mishneh Torah. It's time to give a shiur. I want to teach. I'm call for my Talmidim to come and sit down in the Beis Medrash. I want to give a shiur. Hoyel Moshe, he had a rotzayim to be'er es ha-Torah hazoy slemar. You have Mordechai Var from the Ramban, there with the combination with the Brisker Rav. Moshe Rabbeinu had two roles, a Navi and a Rebbe. The Navi gives Musar and the Rebbe teaches Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu clearly preferred his role as the Rabban Shel Yisrael. That's where the person's heart has to be positive. Not to be the Hanat, the Musar, but the goal is always Musar, Musar, Musar. That's not the role. Every Rav wears many hats. You give Musar and you teach and you do this and you do that. But where is your heart? Where is your Ratzon? Where is the Hoyel Moshe? The paradigm of all Manhigim is Moshe Rabbeinu. He put his priority in Be'eres HaTorah Hazos Lema. That's where success lies. To conclude, I'll conclude Moshe Rabbeinu in the middle of the parasha. He says some very stark Musa, which really is the ultimate Musa for Tisha B'Av. This is the message for Tisha B'Av. Klal Yisrael, he talks about the Meraglim, he talks about the Chibas Aretz, and he tells Klal Yisrael, Vayichu v'yadam yipri Aretz, vayiridu eleinu, you brought down the Paris, vayishivu senu dover, vayomu toiv haaretz, the Meraglim came back and you said, the land is toiv haaretz, hasher hashem elokeinu, noisenu, you brought back a report. And Moshe Rabbeinu then goes on to analyze the attitude of the Meraglim, and he says, "V'loy avisem la'alois, v'tamru and you rebel this pi Hashem Elokeichem." The Meraglim, if you would ask them, if you still go back to Parsha Shalach and ask them, why don't you want to go to Eretz Yisrael? The answer, you have to go back. I'm leaving on half of the Vart. Unfortunately, it's too good to leave out, but I don't remember the exact words. Maybe I'm asking. In the meantime, we'll figure out the Pasuk. The Meraglim, they said they can't. I don't remember the Hebrew words. When the Meraglim went, I see in your mind, you're going to the Parash Shlach now. Good. The Meraglim came back from Eretz Yisrael, and they gave a report, and they said, we cannot ascend to Eretz Yisrael. It is impossible. There are giants, and we are grasshoppers in their eyes, and so on and so forth. We cannot. In Chumash Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to go look up the Pesukim later on to see the exact words of the Meraglim, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when he reviews the exact event, he looks at it from a different perspective, and he says, it's not that you can't, it's you don't want. V'loy avisem. The word v'loy avisem speaks volumes. Eretz Yisrael, it's there for the taking. You just have to want. And this that you, Meragim, said that you can't because there are giants and so on and so forth, it's all a big lie. It's all nonsense. It's all irrelevant. No, not a lie. It's irrelevant. You have to want the loy avisem laalois.
He's not talking to the Meragim.
He's
talking
to said.
The Klal Yisrael. He's talking about.
That you guys didn't want, so therefore you listen to them.
Talking to Klal Yisrael, the loy avisem laalois. Hashem wants. The Moshe is analyzing the moral climate of society. They don't want. If you don't want, it's not going to happen. Ein dover oimed bifnei horotzayin. Poseach es yodecha umasvil l'chol chai rotzayin. If you want, you'll get.
They came back as politicians. If the people don't want it, the poll says that they don't
exactly,
want it.
Exactly. This is the Muslims. There's a Hasid Shavod, there's a Baisa, where there's a person who was traveling on a... They were traveling on a wagon, and the wagon was full of hay. And the guy said to the Rebbe that, oh, you know, the wagon broke, the wheels broke, and the hay fell onto it. And he said to the Rebbe, Nuk, help me pick up the hay. Help me pick up the hay. So the Rebbe was an Ish Mechubad. I'm going to go. The Sheikh gets, I'm going to go pick up the hay. I'm not going to pick up the hay. I'm a Rebbe. So he says to the guy, he says, I can't pick up the hay. So the guy says to him, it's not that you can't pick up the hay, it's you don't want to pick up the hay. And the Rebbe was a very holy person, and he realized that when he said to him the hay is the meaning Hashem. That in Golis, Echos Sefarti Merashosait Hashlichu, how could it be the crown, the Shechina HaKadosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, the hay, has fallen to the ground. And the guy said to the Rebbe, you can't pick up the hay. You don't want to pick up the hay. You don't want to lift up the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't want to lift up the Shechina. And the Rebbe took this as a Musa. You didn't get Musa from Moshe Rabbeinu. You can get Musa by listening even to a non-Jew can give you Musa. That's the lesson, the Musa of Tisha B'Av. You have to want the loy avisim la'alois halavai. Halavai we should be zoicha to wanting. And if we want, paseches yodecho maspia l'chol chai rotzayim. Okay, have a meaningful and very easy fast.